across from me, we got downtown Buffalo, New York. Some people say the armpit of America. I don't like that term. You know what I like? The beautiful Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo. 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 Buffalo.
Hello, Buffalo. Everyone, and welcome Buffalo. Back to another episode Buffalo. Of the Kyle Selegi Buffalo. Variety Hour, brought to you by USA Today Sports Media Group's Bills Wire. I would say we got a goodie in store for you today, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a good one. It'll hopefully be a quicker one because I just ordered some Chinese food. The people who own this place are actually my neighbors. And a few years ago, on the 4th of July, they brought my family this huge box of food. And I was just like, I love this. This is the greatest thing. I'm just going to have food delivered to my house on the daily. They haven't done it since, but I, you know, it's the initial thought that counts. And actually, we've delivered food to their house since then. I'm getting sidetracked here. So today, what we're going to be doing on this podcast is looking at comments made by New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton. He said that there are only 10 or 11 relevant NFL teams at any given time. And what we're going to be doing today is looking at the NFL and attempting to determine who the 10 or 11 relevant teams are. So joining me today to discuss this wonderful original topic, first, it's Justin DeLauro. D'Lo, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad to be on to enhance my relevancy in the world.
Yep, hell yeah. You living? You just living? Straight just, living?
Oh, yeah.
McKenna Middlebrook is also here. McKenna, how are you?
I think you missed the lead on this episode. You buried the lead.
I buried the lead? What'd I do?
It's episode 52.
In it?
Yeah, episode 52.
In it? Episode 52? Come on Tuesday.
Yeah, this is... Oh, my God. Yeah, a year long of you doing this show, so what a wild ride.
Huh? Wow.
Oh, that is what it would mean, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be. That's crazy. Yeah, wow, it's been a year. That adds up. Because
it's been a year.
I started it last year in a depression after the draft, and my time at the Bills was up. So I just was like, I want to make my own podcast called the Kyle Selegi Variety Hour, and Nick Wotan didn't believe me until I recorded the episode and then was like, hey, where, you know, when should I upload this? And he's like, wait, what? There's actually a podcast going on? But yeah, wow, episode 52. Thanks for bringing that up, McKenna. It's been a ride.
No problem.
It's been a ride for sure. We've been doing Hofbrauhaus updates. That's about it. That's about the only Buffalo Fight Night was a banger there for a few weeks. That might not even come back. We might not even have a training camp for fights to ensue at this year. Thanks, world, for throwing curveball after curveball. Quarantine's got me going crazy, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm losing my mind over here. I haven't left my house in like I've gone on walks and stuff, obviously, but I haven't like gone somewhere in like a month and a half. I'm going insane.
Wow.
I'm going insane. This is how it ends for me.
It's like a lighthouse, but it's just you.
It's going crazy in my room talking about things that Sean Payton said. You guys might not even be here right now. I just might be talking to my own laptop, just imagining I'm having a conversation with you guys. Then I'll go to edit this later and be like, oh, that's a problem. That's a problem. No one else was here. But so, yeah, as I said at the beginning of the show, what we're going to be doing today is looking at comments made by New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, not McDermott. And what we're going to be doing is trying to determine who he could have been talking about when he said there were only 10 to irrelevant teams every year. Obviously, that's a timeless statement. He means there are only 10 to 11 relevant teams every year. And then that would apply to this year as well. So we will be looking at who those teams could be and if the Buffalo Bills are one of those teams. So is there anything else to talk about? There's nothing going on.
Nope. Yeah.
No. Oh, the Bills signed Brian Cox Jr. since last week.
No.
That's big news.
History lesson.
Yeah, D'Lo, how do you feel about Brian Cox? Not Jr.
Not Jr.? Oh, Dad was an asshole. talk about a villain. Like, Dad was just ridiculous, but the Bills won more than they lost in the 90s against the Dolphins, right. So it was fine.
I'm going to be completely honest. I was talking to D'Lo about this before we started recording, and in Slack a few days ago when this signing happened, I had no clue who Brian Cox Jr. were. I had no clue. Like, call me a fake Bills fan or whatever. I'm not even a Bills fan. I'm objective reporter, journalist, Big J Journo, big journalist boy. But, like, I had no clue who Brian Cox was until they signed Brian Cox Jr. and people were freaking out on the timeline. I was like, why? What did Brian Cox Jr. ever do to you guys? Turns out nothing. It was his dad who did something. So
I didn't know who he was until D'Lo said it. I was in Slack and I was like, I don't care really at all who Brian Cox is. He's, he's irrelevant to me.
Yeah, I had no clue. Then I saw the videos of him
giving the finger.
Flipping people off. I think Nick Wotan referred to it in an article as like a double finger salute or something, and I was
the single finger salute is what. You know,
right, but he did double.
Both hands.
Oh, did you know? Finger guns.
I mean, yeah, two times one would be... it wasn't finger guns. It was... if he just came out of the tunnel giving finger guns to everyone, double snap finger guns.
It was a different... Like, the early 90s were a different time.
Like, he's the cool guy, just like, hey, what's going on? No, I don't think that's what happened. It was the other one. It was the single finger salute on two hands, if you will. And what else did he do? He spat at fans. Like a real Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
But then, like, he's recently said, like, I have all the love for Buffalo. Like, it was just like, I was just doing this act. It was the 90s.
Exactly.
Well, we better, because his son's gonna get cut in 3 months.
Don't no. We root for everyone on this podcast. We want everyone to succeed, and we firmly believe that there should be a 90-man active roster and that everyone should make the team.
That's true.
If he played any other position than the defensive line, which they signed a bunch of free agents to, that might enhance his chances.
He's got some real stiff competition there. That's the thing.
Like, the D-line is feeling stacked. Like it's set.
Well, like,
unless we keep like 12 on the roster,
which they could do. Like, I would not be at all surprised if they did that. But I just think it's going to be – he's a defensive end, right? So it's going to be Hughes, Murphy, Addison, and then
– Epinesa.
Epinesa. I forgot about him. He's new. And then either – I mean, it's possible they only carry four. If they're going to carry a fifth, it's down to Daryl Johnson or Mike Love.
Yep.
And if they carry a sixth, it's probably going to be whoever is out of Daryl Johnson and Mike Love. Brian Cox Jr. has got a he's got a ways to go to make this roster, but hey, we'll see what happens.
Anything's possible.
I don't know. I've watched exactly 0 seconds of Brian Cox Jr. film, though, so there might be something there.
There might be. He's got a Carolina connection, right?
I believe so.
Maybe.
I believe so.
We do the most research for this podcast.
Yes, I did a quick Google search, and he is in a Carolina Panther uniform. So
I don't know.
He was an undrafted free agent from Carolina, yeah.
Hey, so he's impressed McDermott once, assuming McDermott was there when when that happened. Who knows? I don't. So what we're going to be doing now is staying in the NFC South. See what I do? Ooh, I'm good nice. At the transition game. So recently, and this is according to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, a property of NBC, which he got from joebucksfan.com. Nothing against joebucksfan.com, but I would have gone with a different URL. I definitely would not have gone with Joe Bucks Fan. Maybe just like Buckswire or something. I don't know.
The average Joe, .com.
That must have been taken. Well, like, actually, Joe Bucks Fan is kind of creative if you think about it. Or it's actually incredibly uncreative, but what it is, it's not suffice, it's succinct. Succinct? Is that a word? Not succinct. But is that what I'm looking to say?
I don't know.
It's very, I don't know, to the point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. It's very literal. It's a guy named Joe, and he's a Bucks fan. JoeBucksFan.com. You gotta admire the opposite creativity, the anti-creativity there. So what Sean Payton said, according to JoeBucksFan.com and also according to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, a property of NBC Sports. I say this in all seriousness. There's only about 10 or 11 relevant teams. And then he went on to talk about Tom Brady joining the Bucks and the Bucks becoming relevant. So, Sean Payton thinks there's only 10 or 11 relevant teams in the NFL at any given time. So what we are here to do today, as I said earlier, what we are here to do today is determine who those 10 or 11 relevant teams are. So in front of me, now, as I say this, I realize I should probably get a piece of paper in front of me so I can write this down so I can keep track. So now, I have a piece of paper in front of me. I'm getting a pencil right now. So.
This is a good play-by-play.
This is a good play-by-play. I'm going to be a... This is all just, this podcast is a big way to parlay into like a commentating gig somewhere. I'm going to be a pro football commentator, not to be confused with pro football talk commenter of Barstool fame. So, yeah, let's start. Let's start looking at which NFL teams are relevant, or we're not going to be trying to guess the teams who Sean Payton is saying are relevant. We're going to be looking at which 10 or 11 teams we feel are relevant. So I think there's a few obvious ones to start with.
Well, can I jump in?
Yes.
I'm jumping in no matter what. Did he define relevancy? Like, is that a team that has a chance for the Super Bowl? Is a team that
that's
is playoff
that's what I think. Like, I think, like, if you're a playoff contender, you're deemed as relevant. And I think you have to look back to, like, the past, like, last season as well. Like for, I don't think the Browns are relevant. Just because they have a good roster, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So I don't think they're relevant, you know, just, you know, they have all the talent in the world, but what have they done last season to prove that they're going to do anything with it?
They're good at getting coaches fired.
They're very good at that.
Yes. I mean,
Joe Buck's fan really didn't dive in deeper into what he potentially meant by relevant, but we're going to define relevant as a team who, as of right now, should make the playoffs. And should a few things go their way, they could end up in the Super Bowl. Like a team you would not be surprised if this time next year we were talking about them as Super Bowl champions. Obviously, there are some teams that are more likely to win, but there are teams at the bottom, like at the bottom of this relevancy list, like Minnesota or something. Like, Minnesota's kind of a long shot, but I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if they won the Super Bowl. So I think it's time to get started here. And I'm just going to throw a name out there, which I think you're all going to agree with, because if you don't, we're not watching the same sport. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City's got to be at the top of the list just because, I mean, I think there are very few things about the Kansas City Chiefs that have not been said by somebody with a podcast, because Lord knows there's too many football podcasts, this one included. But Kansas City, look, they've been dominant for 2 years now. They have a quarterback who's entering his third year as a starter, who already has a Super Bowl MVP, a league MVP, is only going to get better as he improves. He said he only started to really learn how to read defenses at the end of last year. And you saw what he was doing when he was unable to read defenses, and now Patrick Mahomes can read a defense? Oh boy, watch out, league. But yeah, I think they're only going to, I don't know if they're only going to improve because they just won the Super Bowl. So obviously, it'll be easier for them to fall from grace than it will be to improve. But Kansas City, I think they're going to be a contender for the next at least half decade, 5 or 6 years, just given Patrick Mahomes and given the roster as a whole, Tyrann Mathieu, etc. They have a very good roster. Andy Reid is one of the better coaches in the league. So Kansas City topping the list. Can we all agree with that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So then this is where debate starts. There are teams who are obviously going to be on the list, but like where we rank them is a whole nother conversation. For two, I would probably go San Francisco.
Oh, that's tough.
See,
I mean, where they go on the list really doesn't matter, but okay. I mean,
I think we should rank it. That'd be fun, you know.
Yeah, why not? Let's rank it.
I think like
Baltimore.
I think Baltimore
is on. Yeah, Baltimore's on the list. Do you do Tampa Bay?
Tampa's got to be on the list.
Okay, Tampa. Tampa Brady.
Tampa. Now, okay, this is... I'm at the point now where I can't remember NFL teams.
Well, what about... Okay, do we put a team on there like... Like, okay. I don't know if Green Bay is relevant right now based on our definition. They went to the NFC Final, you know, championship last year, and got, you know, obliterated, but it just doesn't seem like this is a team that can really make things happen in the NFC North next year.
Right, that's a debate, because
the NFC North, like, the Bears aren't going to be that good, in my opinion.
Bears could be better. They have Nick Foles.
I mean,
they have a quarterback.
If he plays,
they have a, well, they have a quarterback injured. Who's he could get injured, but they have a quarterback who's not going to lose him a game. Detroit, I think, is going to improve with Jeff Okuda, Drew Stafford coming back. If Drew Stafford joined the Lions, we have a whole new podcast topic. But Matt Stafford coming back, Matt Patricia in year three, and then Minnesota is an ever competitive team. I think Minnesota, as I said at the beginning of the a few minutes ago, I wouldn't be surprised if they won the Super Bowl even without Stephon Diggs. So, I mean, Green Bay.
I mean, we could put them in there and then cut them when we do our whatever top 10 or whatever.
Top 10 or 11.
All right, yeah, I'm going to write down Green Bay as a maybe. Buffalo's also a maybe at this point.
They're in the same tier as Minnesota, I think. Buffalo.
Yeah.
You think Buffalo's in the same tier as Minnesota?
Yeah, cuz it's like, "Oh, if they win the Super Bowl, it'd be like, yeah, I guess so. You know, I wouldn't be too surprised."
So
maybe.
What about, I mean, is New England still relevant?
Well, I don't think so.
No.
The quarterback position is the most important position, arguably, in all of sports. And right now, they're rocking with a guy who hasn't been good since, like, his junior year of college. So that's really, I don't think that was ever their plan. I don't think they ever wanted to roll into the season with Jarrett Stidham. But Jarrett Stidham, I've seen nothing from him. Nobody's seen anything from him in the NFL.
He got in a preseason game, preseason isn't that much, but if you get pulled, that shows you how, you know, unprepared he was. And he's thrown four NFL passes, and one of them was an interception.
Yeah, didn't he go into a game late? Like, they were dominating a game, and he went in there and threw a pick, and then they had to put Tom back in?
So this is just, how can you have confidence in him? Like,
you can't. You cannot have confidence in New England right now. I mean, I like Belichick. Belichick is probably the greatest, you could argue, is the greatest coach in NFL history. But the thing with New England, specifically their offense, has always been that they don't have a receiving core. They just have Tom Brady. Now they don't have Tom Brady, so they don't have an offense. And their defense was great last year, but they lost Kyle Van Noy. Like, I think New England, I think they're still going to win like five or six games, just because I don't think Belichick's ever going to lose more than five or six, or ever going to, what am I saying? Ever going to lose more than 10 or 11 games. But I mean, maybe they could tank, maybe they could full out tank and just, they could be the first team to tank correctly and get Trevor Lawrence. But I don't think they're a top 10 or 11 team in terms of relevancy.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's an interesting conversation. And then there are just like other teams that weren't good this year that I think are going to improve. Miami's going to improve. They got their quarterback. They spent a lot of money this offseason, and they had three first-round picks. Granted, I think only one of them was good, but they had three first-round picks. Cincinnati, you can argue, is going to be better next year because they spent a lot of money this offseason, and they have Joe Burrow. Pittsburgh might be relevant this year with Big Ben. Tennessee, are they going to be relevant? They made the AFC Championship game last year, but that was kind of a Cinderella run. I don't think they were even really a good team. No, you go. I've been talking too much.
I was going to throw out, just because you said Tennessee, what about Indianapolis with Phil Rivers?
With Phil Rivers. Denver's going to be better with Drew Locke, Jerry Jeudy. Vegas might be better. The Chargers might be better. Philly, Dallas.
Seattle.
Seattle's relevant. They're always relevant. They're always like almost in the hunt to be in the Super Bowl. So
my list is at like 20 teams already.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. There's like how many playoff teams? 12, 14 now? There are 14 playoff teams? Well,
do we do a list of 14?
No, we got to stick with Sean Payton's arbitrary rules.
We can do 14 and cut it down to
his arbitrary rule of 10 or 11.
Yes. His arbitrary and uncertain rule.
What is relevancy? Figure it out. Look it up in the dictionary.
Based on nothing.
Also, here's another thing. While I was finding the quote from this podcast, or, you know, to read it correctly, because I only heard it on the Pat McAfee show, I found that Mike Florio also did a 30-minute, like, this same discussion. So I'm saying right now, I did not copy him. I had this idea beforehand, but we both did the same topic. So
great minds think alike.
And he did it. Yeah, he did it before me, but I don't care enough to I don't care enough to find a new topic because we're going to have different talking points, obviously. I would say we have more of a Buffalo-centric focus, but we haven't necessarily done that so far. So
yeah, you know, the night's still young.
Let's start writing down teams because I only have Kansas City on the list. So
I say Kansas City and Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yep. What I have written down: KC, Baltimore, Green Bay, San Francisco, Minnesota, Buffalo, Seattle.
Baltimore, I'll agree with. I'm not writing down Green Bay yet or Buffalo because I think they're bottom of the list if they're on the list at all. Well, Green Bay is such an interesting discussion.
Yeah.
They have Aaron Rodgers, and he always, like, they'll start off, like, 4-4, and he'll be like, nah, it's good, guys. And then they'll win, you know, 10 of the last, you know, how many ever games.
That's the thing. I feel like Aaron Rodgers at this point is kind of over it. That's kind of been the thing with Aaron Rodgers, especially talking to Packers fans, is there are a lot of Packers fans that are just that love Aaron Rodgers, and there are a lot of Packers fans that are kind of fed up with him for him thinking that he kind of owns the place, that he runs the place, which to an extent he does. But like, there's a possibility where like they start out slow next year, and Aaron Rodgers is just like, yeah, trade me. you got your quarterback. You didn't surround me. You got your quarterback of the future in the draft last year instead of getting me a weapon to actually win games now. So just turn to him now. Get me out of here. Trade me to a different team. So that's – it's so interesting just given how Green Bay, as D'Lo, as you said, they were in the NFC Championship game last year. Granted, they got schnocked, but they were in the NFC Championship game last year. And then they had a not great offseason. So I don't know. I'm writing down San Francisco. I'm just writing down ones that there's really no debate over right now. Like Kansas City, Baltimore, San Francisco. I think we can all agree they're on the list.
You think Seattle's on the list?
They are. They definitely are. I'm going to throw a name out that we haven't talked about yet. Dallas.
No.
Did you say no?
No. I mean, they're relevant in terms that they're like the biggest sporting team in the world or something. Like in terms of that sort of relevancy, but... Mike McCarthy, I don't think is that great of a head coach, so I don't think he's going to turn, you know, the tides of the Cowboys. And sure, they're going to put up a bunch of points, but they're also going to let in, you know, 60 a game. They didn't really fix the biggest issue, which was their defense. So, no, I don't, like, I think they're going to be 8-8 or 9-7 again. And I don't see them pushing for a championship because the NFC is stacked.
I'm torn because, I mean, part of this list is relevancy, and Dallas is always going to be relevant because they're America's team, because of their past success, because of the media coverage that surrounds them, because of Jerry Jones. They're always going to be relevant, and I do think they improved this offseason. They brought in CeeDee Lamb through the draft. They brought in one of the better, you could argue the best receiver in the draft, or at least the biggest play threat in the draft. They got a wide receiver. They got him at 18 or whatever, 17 or 18. They got Bradley Annihilate. They replaced Travis Frederick. That was his name, right? The center? I don't know shit. Sure. But
yes.
But I want to put Dallas on this list. I probably wouldn't put them after San Francisco, but I think Dallas, just if we're talking relevancy, Dallas has almost got to be on the list.
But we define relevancy as, you know, contenders.
That's another issue. Is how
I don't think they're contenders. Like, I think we saw their, I don't think their ceiling, but like, what's the farthest they've ever gone in the playoffs? A wild card win under this like current set of players? I don't, like, is Mike McCarthy that much of an upgrade over Jason Garrett?
Yes, but I'm not saying Mike McCarthy's necessarily a good head coach.
Yeah, like that, like I think Jason Garrett was, he's an offensive coordinator. I think that's his ceiling.
Right.
Well, I don't think Mike McCarthy is like a top tier head coach. You know, he's like, I don't know.
I think,
like,
he can be. I think he's like a B level head coach.
Yeah. But I think if you're Dallas, you need an A level head coach. You know.
But like, I don't know. It's such a difficult debate. Just because Dallas
is Dallas.
It's Dallas. It's a relevant team always. It's always going to be nationally covered. But again, we define relevancy.
After recent success, like just because they've had success in the past. This is my argument with the Bears. The Bears are not a great franchise. They had two really, really good seasons, but other than that, they've been mediocre. Like, I don't. That's a sidetrack. We're not talking about the Bears, which again, they're not relevant this year. So, I think Dallas is the same. Like, when was the last time they've actually been competitive and pushing for a Super Bowl?
Well, a lot of people thought that was going to be last year for them. A lot of people thought last year was their year, and they started out hot. Dak was on fire. Dak was showing improvement, and then it just kind of, you know, fell out of control, fell out from underneath them as the season went on. They didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
Okay, I won't put them on the list yet. I will put Seattle on the list just because Seattle is an ever-competitive team, though they may have the worst defensive line in football now without Jadeveon Clowney. I just think as I said earlier, quarterback is arguably the most important position in sports. And when you have a guy who, in my opinion, is the second best quarterback in the league, second best quarterback in football, you are a relevant team always. Even though I don't know how far Russell Wilson's going to take them on his own, but I mean, they have a talented team. Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, the Griffin brothers. I think Seattle's a relevant team. Tilo, how do you feel about Seattle? Do you have another team?
No, I think Seattle has to be on there. I just think perpetually they always find a way into the mix. So I think Seattle's in there. Did you say New Orleans?
New Orleans has to be on the list.
They have to be on the list. I think they're...
That'd be so funny if we put them on the list. It's like, hey, no, Sean Payton, no.
Yeah, we just forgot right about them. But no, New Orleans and Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is relevant now because Tampa Bay was good last year. They have arguably the best receiving duo in the league in Evans and Godwin. They just had a quarterback who threw 30 interceptions. Now they bring in Tom Brady, who for my money is the best quarterback of all time. Granted, I'm 22 years old, but he's probably the best quarterback I've ever seen play in terms of a career unfold. And then they have Rob Gronkowski, who revolutionized the way the tight end position is viewed in the NFL. Granted, he's older and he's coming off a year of not playing football, of talking about football on Fox and jumping off barriers at WrestleMania. But I think Tampa Bay is a relevant team, just given that they were a decent team last year. They just had a quarterback who had an insanely weird year, and now they improved at that position, and they improved at what was already a good position at tight end, and they have a very quietly good defense. I've thought that for years with Tampa Bay. So, I mean, Tampa Bay has almost got to be on the list.
That's fair.
Is that a good argument? Anyone want to bury me?
I think Gronk won't. Like,
Robert Gronk.
Yeah, wait. I felt wrong saying that. I think Gronk. Like, I just don't think he'll have a sensational year. Like, if you like,
oh, I don't think he will either. But
he has lost like so much just muscle in the past year. Like, looking at him, he's like an entirely different person. Like, obviously, he's still like, he has amazing catch radius. You can't take that away from him, and he's like, he is top echelon of just an athlete. But he's definitely not going to be the same. Like, he wasn't the same towards the end of his New England career. He was hurt most of the time, and when he wasn't hurt, he was giving Travis White a concussion. You know how it goes.
All right, so now I'm going to put at 7 after Tampa Bay on this list, I'm going to put Minnesota. And then we are done with teams that I think are better than the Bills.
Yeah, I think even Minnesota might be a stretch.
You think might be right.
I think they're very comparable. I think if you see where Minnesota was last year and where the Bills were last year, it was already comparable, but the Bills got better. You know, they got Stephon Diggs, who will improve the offense, and
you're right, and Minnesota did get worse.
You know, like I frankly don't pay attention to the Vikings. Not gonna say I ever will. But I don't think they've like improved massively, you know, with what they've done in the offseason. So I don't even know who they drafted even. Like,
Justin Jefferson, A+ pick.
Yeah, are your favorite receiver in the draft.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I love Vikings fans on Twitter, like, Justin Jefferson already better than Stephon Diggs. It's like, dude.
Like, just, what? Wait.
Yeah.
Who it's said just like that? Bro,
everywhere on Twitter, just look.
Well, they're wrong.
Exactly.
Jesus.
It, like, it's just sad Vikings fans.
Minnesota made 15 draft picks this year.
I saw that the other day. They made 15 giraffes. That's insane.
I no wonder I always felt like they're on the clock. Like I was, you know, I was watching a draft and I was like, jeez, these guys, like it just might be when I'm tuning in, but 15, oh my God.
But Minnesota, I mean, they lost Trey Waynes, so it's not like a huge loss. They lost Stephon Diggs, which is a huge loss. But I just, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if they're better than Buffalo, but I already wrote them down, so I'm not going to erase them. That's the point I'm at in my life.
Okay, you know, what about like a Tennessee?
Oh, well, okay. So now we start having the discussion do these teams deserve to be on the list over Buffalo? Tennessee, you can make the argument for because Tennessee made the AFC Championship game last year, but I also think Tennessee just got hot at the right time. Derrick Henry had the best 4 or 5 game stretch of his career. And Derrick Henry, don't get me wrong, was very good at the end of last season. He was playing his best football since his Heisman winning year at the end of last year. And Derrick Henry made my championship, or not my championship, he made my fantasy team go to the championship where they lost. No fault to Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry was insane at the end of last season. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep that up. I don't know if you're going to see Ryan Tannehill. We've seen more bad Ryan Tannehill throughout his NFL career than we've seen good Ryan Tannehill. So I'm not comfortable putting faith into a team when Ryan Tannehill is their starting quarterback. I just haven't seen enough from him yet to have that faith. And again, they had a very good end of last season, had a very nice magical run. I just don't know if that can be sustained. I don't know if a good end of a season means they're going to have a good next season, if that makes sense. I like AJ Brown. I like Corey Davis. I like their team to an extent. I just don't know if they're one of the 10 or 11 relevant teams. Again, and that brings us to Houston. Is Houston still relevant? Houston beat Buffalo in the playoffs last year, but they traded DeAndre Hopkins for peanuts. They traded their best offensive player for peanuts. Is Deshaun Watson good enough at this point in his career to carry a team to relevancy? I don't know about that. They have J.J. Watt still, but
he's injured a lot as well. Like,
yeah, he's unreliable at this point. I don't know in terms of health. I don't know if they're more relevant than Buffalo. I don't know if they're a better team than Buffalo. Indianapolis, are they going to be that much better with Philip Rivers? I mean, Jacoby Brissett, I'm not gonna say he's better than Philip Rivers, but Philip Rivers isn't good anymore.
Like, yeah, he had a bad season. Like, the reason the Chargers were bad, it was partially due to him being just not good anymore. Like, he doesn't have the arm strength anymore. He was just making bad decisions with the football, which is not unlike Philip Rivers, because he was always a bit of a gunslinger, but even more last season where he was just yikes, you know, sometimes when he was throwing the ball.
All right, I'm going to throw out some teams to you guys, and then you tell me if they are better and or more relevant than Buffalo this season, so that we can just fire through it. So we can determine whether or not Buffalo should be as high as 8 on the list. Pittsburgh.
I don't think they're going to be better. And we're not having Dallas on the list right now, so I'm going to go no with relevancy as well.
Wow.
Because the same argument for Pittsburgh, like for Dallas, I can make for Pittsburgh. A little less for Pittsburgh because Ben Roethlisberger, but Ben Roethlisberger isn't Ben Roethlisberger a few years ago.
D'Lo, you seem perplexed.
See, I don't know. See, I'm more of leaning that I think Dallas and Pittsburgh will be relevant.
See, I think Dallas is going to... I think Dallas and Pittsburgh should probably be above Buffalo.
I just feel that. I just feel like... I don't know. It's...
I mean, Pittsburgh is well coached. Pittsburgh has Mike Tomlin. Pittsburgh almost snuck into the playoffs last year with Duck Hodges. PFF can say what it wants about Duck Hodges being better than Josh Allen, but Duck Hodges sucks. His name is Duck. Like, he is a bad quarterback. They had no right being in the playoff picture last year, and they were. So then insert Ben Roethlisberger again. That could be a relevant team. Pittsburgh's an ever-relevant team. And they drafted Anthony McFarlane, who could be insane in the NFL. I don't remember. Or they drafted Chase Claypool. McKenna, you should be pounding the table for Pittsburgh.
No, right now. I want them to be terrible. So then Chase Claypool's like, yo, I want to get out of here. I want to go to Buffalo. And then
that's where you'd
want
to go for sure.
Yeah, right. Once Buffalo wins the Super Bowl this year, obviously, this is what I'm saying.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll be better than Buffalo, but I think they're more relevant than Buffalo, just because, given the perennial success, given the past, given Ben Roethlisberger, given the seemingly solid drafts they're always able to have, given the coaching, I think they're more relevant than Buffalo. Do we agree? Are we writing Pittsburgh down?
I'll concede Pittsburgh.
All right, well, you concede Dallas. No. D'Lo, convince him.
No, I'm not conceding Dallas. Dallas is a fraud of a franchise the past 20 years. Not 20 years. 15 years. They've been living off past glory. Their uniforms are terrible. Jerry Jones is a bad owner. I don't know. I just do not like Dallas just the same way I don't like Chicago. They were good, but they're not good anymore. I don't know.
I think Dallas is more relevant than Buffalo. I'll still say that. I don't know if I can back down there.
I think Dallas's roster is better.
And they play in a bigger market, and they have flashier names.
Well, remember, we're also defining it by on-field play, right?
Yes. It's everything. It's everything.
I just... That's how it's like...
We should have had a scale going into this. That
would... Yeah, we shouldn't be determining.
We should have a points. Well, this is weighted. Jerseys are definitely 5%.
Yeah, that's right.
God, social media.
Right, it's all social media following.
Cheerleaders are 4%. Too bad the Bills don't have any.
Do your cheerleaders have a reality show?
I think Dallas... I feel like that's a team that last year, it's what happens when a coach like doesn't know what he's doing with very good talent.
Yes.
I mean, I just, oh gosh. See, it's hard too. It's weird because Buffalo actually like has a talented roster and a good coach, which we haven't been able to talk about for the last 20 years. So
we are living in like a phase, like we're getting used to the fact that the Bills can be good. And it's weird to say and talk about because,
like, this post-corona world is just, like, messing with me
right now.
You mean during Corona?
During Corona. I'm sorry. We haven't even made it to the post. That'll be in 2024.
No. Exactly, yeah, at this point.
I
mean, Dallas, they've got to be. They have to be above Buffalo. If we're talking relevant franchises, I mean, I just think they're... I don't know.
It's so interesting.
Do we think...
Because they're an average on like the past 15 years. They've been average. Like they've made the playoffs a couple times, but they haven't done anything with it. They've had talented rosters, but they haven't, like, you know, teams were doing more with less.
But Jason Garrett was their coach.
You know, but
Jason Garrett's bad.
You know, that was part of it. That's part of Jerry Jones. Like, why didn't he hire a better coach? There were better coaches available.
Well, he did now. He did now, which is why
actually, is like Mike McCarthy like going to be the person that's like, all right, now I get it. Like, headphones fell out. It's like, he's going to be the one that like actually gets everything together. And he's like, all right, we're going to turn this 8-8 team to we're winning the Super Bowl this year. We're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Maybe. Mike McCarthy has a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but also Aaron Rodgers was his quarterback. Like, prime Aaron Rodgers. One of
yes.
the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen. Okay, in our 20, you know, two-year life span.
So, okay, do we think Dallas is the top pick to win the NFC East over Philadelphia?
Yes, I do. So I think Philadelphia is maybe a better team. More proven. I don't even want to say a more proven coach. A coach with a franchise with more recent success. But I just think Dallas, in terms of relevancy, is better.
See, I think if Dallas is one of the eight division winners, then we probably put them in as a top 10 or 11 relevancy team.
I think it's like Philadelphia's like the same sort of idea. It's like, I don't know if they could, like, you know, win 12 games this season, but they also might win 8. But Dallas also might only win 8 games this season. And it will, you know, like it was last season, be like the final game of the season where it decides everything. That's like the toughest division in my mind to sort of.
Are we making our own power rankings?
I guess that's kind of what this is. Oh my God. Yeah, that's certainly what this has devolved into, is just us ranking the best teams in the NFL. But look, I'm filling this out. I'm writing down teams who I'll explain again in a second what I'm doing here. But for the final three spots, I've written down 8 teams. 8 teams that we have to fit into three spots. So I will read these teams, and let's just say
it's supposed to be quick. Oh my God.
Yeah, how far away are we?
All right, Houston. Is Houston one of the relevant teams in the NFL? They have Deshaun Watson, but they have a bad coach, and they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
Okay. Tennessee.
Damn.
No. I'm just saying no. I don't, like, if you're talking about smaller markets, like, you know, comparable to Buffalo, Ryan Tannehill, like you said, he's been more bad than good.
I mean, they're a good team, but I don't know if they're top 11 in terms of relevancy. Arizona.
No.
Are you Arizona? Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, Isaiah Simmons.
No.
Arizona's going to be better, but I don't know if they're...
Are they better than Buffalo right now?
Maybe. They might be. Maybe. The Rams. I didn't even write about the Rams. Oh, the no. Rams.
No. LA teams, no.
Sean McVay. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
maybe.
Atlanta.
No. Oh.
Yeah, no.
Atlanta's going to improve. I don't know if they're
By how much? Like, are they're like what, five-win team last season? 5-6?
Yeah, I don't know if they're top 10 or 11 in terms of relevancy. They were a 7-win team last year.
Oh wow, I was a dumb boy.
All right, so now we got it down to 4 that we've discussed already: Green Bay, Buffalo, Philly, Dallas. Okay. Bias or any perceived bias aside, because this is a podcast published by Bills Wire and we talk about the Bills every week. The Bills are a top 10 or 11 team, in my opinion, in terms of relevancy. And again, they're the most relevant team in my life because they're who I talk about the most.
Right.
But looking at what they've done, they made the playoffs last year with a 10-6 record. They have Josh Allen, who showed massive improvement. They have John Brown and Cole Beasley. They have Devin Singletary, all of who had very good last seasons. And then they brought in Stephon Diggs. They already have a great defense. And now with the division being as, you know, open for the taking, anyone can take it. I think Buffalo is the best positioned team to do that with Tom Brady out of the division. I think this is, at this point, it's Buffalo's division to lose. I don't know. But I don't know. That being said,
they're getting a lot of coverage now, though. Like at this, like if we're talking about, like, you know, media coverage. Like this offseason, the Bills have been one of the top teams that have been talked about in terms of just pure media coverage because of Tom Brady leaving, due to Stephon Diggs. You know, they're becoming more relevant. They were becoming more relevant last season as well once they beat Dallas on primetime.
Who are the four teams? Dallas, Philadelphia, Buffalo, and
Green Bay.
So jeez.
I think I have my three.
I think Green Bay should be on there. I don't know. Minnesota's on there too.
I would dump Philadelphia.
I agree.
That would be my pick to go.
I mean, Green Bay's got to be on there. Bad draft aside, they made it to the NFC Championship last year. And you can say they weren't a good team, but they made the NFC Championship. They still have Aaron Rodgers, who could be pissy. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, probably the most talented quarterback I've ever seen play. Again, I've thrown that around a lot this podcast. Best quarterback I've ever seen. But Aaron Rodgers, in terms of talent, there's a difference between being the best and the most talented. Aaron Rodgers is probably the most talented quarterback I've seen. Patrick Mahomes now is probably going to blow that out of the water when all is said and done here. But as of right now, Aaron Rodgers is probably the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. And when you have him, when you have Aaron Jones, that's his name, right? The running back.
Yes.
When you have Devontae Adams, that's a good team. And their defense with the two Smiths, Preston and Zadarius Smith, Jaire Alexander, they still have a very good team. As I said, bad draft aside, I still think they're a good team, and they made the NFC Championship game last year, so they are relevant. And then Dallas, we've already talked about Dallas. I think they improved this offseason. Probably the most important, not the most important, but the second most important thing for a team to have, and that's a good coach. They have a good coach now. Say what you will about Mike McCarthy. I don't know if he's an upper-tier coach, but he's still a good coach. Won a Super Bowl before. Granted, that was with Aaron Rodgers, but he's still a good coach. And then Buffalo. I just don't know how to rank them. That's the thing at this point.
See, I just put them all the same.
I mean, I might go Dallas, Green Bay, Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
And then, truthfully, I'd kick Philadelphia. I mean, if we're cutting it off, then we're fine. I'd almost, like, Tennessee's my tough one.
All right, I will read the list.
I think Tennessee's like a 12.
Yeah, I'm going to read the list from 1 to 11, and then you guys can tell me if there's any teams you would kick out and then which teams you would replace them
Jacksonville.
With. They got LaVisca Chenault.
They had a good draft. That's
they did. CJ Henderson, who some say is the best, was the best cornerback in the draft, just kind of had injury concerns in his senior year. LaVisca Chenault in round two was a steal. Kalavon Chaisson, dude, they're my franchise team this year in Madden.
I know.
Book it now.
They're a good team. You know what's hard though? Like, do you want to rebuild that? Like, I usually like teams to rebuild.
Yeah, right. It's like Jacksonville.
Like you know, in Jacksonville, like.
Move them.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's the thing. Madden hasn't added new relocation teams since, like, Madden
15. Yeah, I know. You
15.
Might as well send the damn team to London.
Yes, yeah, you can make the London Jags. I used to always do the Los Angeles Aftershocks was the team that I made, but then LA got two teams. So, dude, I've been playing old Madden games, like Madden 12, when you could create your own team.
Oh, yeah.
Build your own stadium.
Good stuff.
Whatever. Number one, Kansas. We had the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, the Baltimore Ravens. Number three, San Francisco 49ers. Number four, Seattle Seahawks. Number five, New Orleans Saints. Number six, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number seven, Minnesota Vikings. Number eight, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number nine, Dallas Cowboys. Number 10, Green Bay Packers. Number 11, Buffalo Bills. There's really no teams to kick out there.
I forgot that Pittsburgh was on there, to be completely honest.
Would you kick them off, though, for Tennessee?
I mean, I wouldn't kick them off. I just wouldn't put them that high. So which means that high. Like, you know, all these, like, you know, Minnesota down, like, they're all, to me, in the same, like, including the Bills, like, in the same sort of echelon of this season.
Yeah, I feel like we have tiers right now. There's... You know, Kansas.
There's
City,
the Kansas City.
Kansas City, Baltimore, Kansas City. You know, but then like.
Then Baltimore, San Fran.
From like 6 through like 14, you're like, oh, they're kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, truly.
I would tell Sean Payton that there might be 14 relevant teams this year, and 18 teams that are going to try for Trevor Lawrence.
Well, that's another thing to go back to our little Madden talk there. You can just tank with Jacksonville initially and get Trevor Lawrence, and then you have Trevor Lawrence and LaVisca Chenault. Build up the defense. You know, hey, that's what the podcast is going to be this offseason because there isn't going to be any football. We're just going to do Madden talk.
I think we should do the NFL head coach.
Yeah, we should do the NFL head coach thing that you were talking about earlier.
Let me boot up the Xbox right now. We'll get going.
Are we gonna have a Twitch channel?
I would love to.
That video you sent, it's super easy to do. Like, it would take literally 6 minutes, so, you know.
I didn't watch the video, I'm going to be honest with you.
I didn't get through the whole thing.
It was super easy. All you got to do is get OBS, and that's it, baby. We're set.
Matt Johnson streams, Bills Wire podcast host. I was in his stream the other day. The 2-Point Conversation is his podcast, his other Bills Wire podcast, his non-Bills Wire podcast, I should say. Guys, I forgot about my Chinese food. We're now 54 minutes deep. Oh, boy. It was supposed to be 25 minutes. Oh, boy. So, thank you guys for listening. We have determined who the 10 or 11 relevant teams are in the NFL, according to Sean Payton, according to us. And the Buffalo Bills are one of them. So there you go. That's the headline. Are the Buffalo Bills one of the NFL's relevant teams? Answer 55 minutes in. Yes, they are, according to us. So thank you guys for listening to this wonderful podcast. Make sure to follow Bills Wire on social media. I'm not giving the ads. I do that every week. Make sure to follow D'Lo on Twitter at
Jay DeLauro.
Make sure to follow McKenna on Twitter at
McKenna Middle.
And you can follow me to the bathroom after I eat this Chinese food, and also on Twitter at Kyle Selagi. Thank you guys for listening, Buffalo. And we'll talk to you next week.
Buffalo.
Bye.
Buffalo. 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 Buffalo.
I love Buffalo, New York!